Hello, ladies and gentlemen. How are y'all today? This is the Scott Jacobs podcast. I'm just wondering how everybody's doing. Is their evening good? I hope so. So, what kind of news do we have for y'all today?
Total new cases is not the best measure of community spread. because of aggressive levels of new testing. They point to other metrics. They say show that the local outbreak has stabilized. You understand? You've seen this. Are people dropping dead in the streets? Absolutely not. You know what's dropping dead? Hospitals. In the middle of a pandemic. Again, nothing new about that. It continues, however. Reason Magazine puts it this way. Daily COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. have fallen dramatically since April. A lot of the trend, the downward trend, continued after states began lifting their lockdowns. You understand? That's why they're putting out this fear narrative in the mainstream press. From Drudge on out to everybody else. Because they got to keep you afraid, locked down, hiding in your apartment. Slate. COVID cases are rising. COVID deaths are declining. Why is this? Again, because it's not as deadly as they lied to us about. The case fatality rate is not any higher than flu. They haven't been testing up to this point, so now they're freaking out. Look, we're now testing people, and we find people who've got it. And they didn't know that they've got it. They didn't know they've got it. Look, this goes back. This is why I talk so much about the Diamond Princess, that ship that was stranded off the coast of Japan. I think it was off of Fukushima or somewhere. I don't remember what town it was stuck off of. But I do remember that on a ship where they had about 4,000 people, and they had somebody they found was very gravely ill. They had some people who died on the Diamond Princess because a lot of people who take cruises are advanced in age, and they eat at buffets, and they eat a lot. You know, basically wheel them up in the wheelchair, and they load up their tray and go back to their table. I mean, that's we did a cruise this last fall, I think, COVID-19. My wife and I. Coming back, but one of my least favorite vacations ever. We were celebrating our 40th anniversary, and I'm sorry that it happened that way, but I still love you, darling. Gonna make her upset listening to me say this, but you know, it was basically a disaster in terms of things to do except to eat, and of course, there were a lot of very decrepit people there. And so it's not a surprise that you would see people die. Yeah, that's exactly. I never realized just how close to the truth Wally was. It was painfully true. when we were there, I was not surprised to see that some people died with it. But when they tested people, when they had people that were sick, and they had some people that were very sick, some that died, about 12 people out of 4,000 died. Much higher than what happened on the Navy ship. But they started testing people. That was a time when they didn't have any tests, and we still don't know if the tests were very accurate. But they said out of the 4,000, they had about 600 some odd people that tested positive. 300 of those people didn't even know, never had any symptoms. This is why this is not a viral surge that we gotta worry about yet.
So guys, what did y'all think? You know, they talk about a little bit of interesting stuff. This is the end of my little short show. Thank you for watching the Scott Jacobs Show. You can find me on Apple, Google, Anchor, Breaker, Pocket Cast, on a quite other platforms. Or you can Facebook me. Thank you, guys.